Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the Epistle to the Hebrews, the 12th chapter, beginning with the 10th verse. Our fathers disciplined us for a little while, as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. More than 20 years ago, I happened to be walking through a mall one day, and I heard some screaming from a little boy who was about 7 years old. And it was coming out of a drugstore right up near the front registers. And I quickly looked inside and I saw that the boy was being held by, it was his father. His dad was holding him by the arm and he had a candy bar in his hand. And he was calling for the manager. And it kind of intrigued me because the boy was just screaming and crying and wailing, "I'll never do it again, I'll never do it again." Apparently his dad had caught him shoplifting. His own son. And he was calling for the manager to come and kind of lay into his little boy so that he would never do this again. In fact, as I stood there watching, he even waited and saw a security guard with his uniform on, figuring that would be more impressive to his son. And he called the officer to come in and really speak to his son about what a serious situation this was so that he would never, ever, ever do it again. And that little boy sat there pleading with his dad to be let go and pleading with him. And even though his father looked pretty firm dealing with him at that moment, almost unloving, I could see his love through that whole situation. Why does our Heavenly Father let us go through difficulty and trial in life? Is this life of faith that we're in supposed to always be free and easy? I remember years ago I was in a Lutheran church service. May not sound like it once you hear this song. But they had a contemporary Christian song that they sang that day. It went like this. Now that I know Jesus, I'm happy all the time. Happy all the time. Happy all the time. And I was just waiting for Snow White and the dwarves to come running out. What emotion-based, meaningless drivel, and what contrary teaching to what we see in our text for today. Our text says, no discipline from God seems pleasant at the time, but painful. The life of the Christian in this world can at times be difficult and challenging and even painful. This was written to the Hebrew Christians in Judea, who were frequently undergoing and having to deal with persecution, some of them even facing martyrdom. There are times when it may seem like God is not paying attention even to the prayers and pleading that we have. That boy in the drugstore that day, as he was crying out to his dad, it might have been pretty hard to convince him right at that moment that his dad loved him and cared about him. When you're in the middle of discipline, it is tough to take, and it may even challenge your faith in the one who is handing it out. The life of the believer is not always going to be easy. We see that reflected in many of the stories of Scripture. We shouldn't look to our success or happiness in life to determine what God thinks of us. Think of poor Lazarus, having the dogs even lick his sores. Think of that poor widow with her few final coins putting them in the alms box in Jerusalem. We think of St. Paul, who was left for dead after being stoned to death outside of the city of Lystra. And he says within verses of that, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. And this will often be the path of our faith on the way to heaven. We must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. The problem is when we're in the middle of the discipline and we analyze it according to our own logic and our own thinking, it seems to contradict the kind-hearted God that we've come to know and trust in. And during the discipline, we might conclude that God either hates me or God doesn't care about me and isn't paying attention to me, or worse yet, God has no control of anything, all three of which are faulty. The Lord instructs us continually throughout Scripture that despite what we're experiencing in this life, His eye never leaves His faithful, and He's always bringing them on the path that He knows is best for them. Your parents have probably said this to you if you have siblings. Someday you'll find this out if the Lord allows you to be parents of more than one child. It's amazing how different two children can be that come from the same parents and roughly from the same environment in which they're raised. I remember years ago a friend of mine when I was at college, and he was still a young teenager, and how differently his parents handled a discipline situation with him compared to another brother. And the reason was the parents wisely knew that this child was to be handled differently than the other. So it is with God. God knows each one of us in our lives. He knows what makes us tick. He knows our weaknesses and our strengths. He knows how much we can take. But whatever He dishes out to us, whatever cross He has us bear in this life, it always will be for our ultimate eternal good. And in His dealings with us, unlike our earthly fathers, who sometimes maybe could discipline us simply out of anger and make mistakes, God never makes a mistake. His discipline without fail is always perfect and for our ultimate advantage and good. You see, the testing and discipline that a child goes through is never for the parent's sake, it's for the child's sake. And so it is for us. Whatever challenges and hardship we must face, it is always for us and for our good. And the Lord graciously promises that through all of these, not only will He watch over us and protect us and help us, but He ultimately will work them as a blessing for us. You know, I've always thought it'd be fun to find that little boy who's now probably about 30 years old. Maybe he's a dad himself by now. And to talk to him about that situation, see if he remembers it. I bet he did. It seemed pretty traumatic. But in addition to that, to find out now what he thinks about that discipline of his father that maybe at that moment he thought was so awful. I bet now he looks back on it with a different set of eyes and sees it as a blessing and a benefit in his life. Just like the Olympic athletes who, while in the middle of their training and all of the sacrifice that they're having to make, how challenging and tough that is, but whenever you see a gold medal winner on the stand and getting interviewed, they always talk about all of that, and then they say, but boy, was it worth it. When we finally, by God's grace, enter heaven and get to receive the reward that we have been striving for in this life, how we will look back on all of the difficulty we faced and say, was it ever worth it? Our text reminds us why God does this for us, that we may share in His holiness. He puts us through these trials so that we remain confidently trusting in Him, in the work of our Savior alone who went to the cross to atone for our sins, that we realize that our lives and our own strength is nothing and we are weak and mortal, but only in Him do we have free salvation. Only in Him do we have the promise of heaven and of a glorified body. And so we continue to pray every day as Christians, Thy will be done. Even when that will that He sends us and that He does in our lives may not be what we expect, but we can say that prayer and that petition confidently trusting that will always be for our eternal good. Lord, give us such a faith as this. Amen.